Everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
Okay, last week, I know that we talked a lot of shit about Prince Harry and how he's a pick-me and, you know, all that stuff. Well, you know what? Here's another reason to dislike Prince Harry because, so, I was unaware that he had an audiobook to go along with his book, Spare. Do you know what I'm talking about? The TikToks and a certain part in it?
No, I know nothing.
Oh my god. I had no idea until one of my Steven friends sent me a TikTok and we were talking about it. There's a part in the book where, for I don't know why he had to include this, but it must have just been desperate to reach that word count. But there's a part in the book where he's talking about, for some reason... He had like something was going on with his dick and it was like red and like sore and I don't know what the fuck, but he said that someone recommended that he put on this certain lotion, and so he did, and he was like, wow, this is the lotion my mother used to wear, so not only am I touching my dick, but I'm also thinking about my mom.
You know what? The royal family needs to be more strict because there needs to be rules. If you leave the royal family, you're not even allowed to mention their name anymore, okay? Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick. I don't.
And this is in the audiobook.
Ew,
There's
like,
a
he has to say that out
recording.
loud and it's him speaking.
Yes.
Ugh.
He also calls his penis his toucher.
I've never heard that in my life.
Yep, me either. I
Ew,
was like, did
that's
I
like
hear
a
that
fan
right?
fiction.
Okay, funny you say that because I also saw a TikTok that was like, it had like that audio playing in the background. The caption was me at 14 years old reading One Direction fan fiction at 3 a.m. and it was like the audio playing in the
Ew.
background and like this girl like in the dark scrolling on her phone. I was like,
Ew.
so funny you
I
say
hate
that.
that so much. Oh my god. See, just another reason. Like, I have had enough. I'm glad I didn't see that, but you know what? Now I know. Whatever.
I want to send you
And
the TikTok.
while we're on the topic of last week, Maggie and I obviously shit on Shawn Mendes' new hairstyle, but why does everyone love it?
Yeah, sorry guys, what's going on? What's happening? I think everyone out there who's like, ooh, I'm like kind of into this, you need a wellness check. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and realize that you're wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah. This is a true pandemic. He looks like he could just be any man. Like, you could just be like, yeah, that's the lead singer of Coldplay. And I'd be like, sure. Not that I don't know what Chris Martin looks like, but you know what I mean? Like, that is just any man right there.
No, it really is.
Yeah, so you all need to stop. Do not encourage this behavior.
No, because then he'll never grow it back.
I got so serious.
My God, I wish you guys could just see Steven's face.
Oh my god, like, I just don't. Okay, I guess we don't need to talk about this anymore, but like, why the fuck is everyone obsessed with this haircut? It's so horrible. Okay, let's actually start the
Okay, yeah, let's get into it.
episode.
Okay, so Selena Gomez is dating a chain smoker. I really don't know which one. I think it's the one that actually sings. Don't know his
yeah,
name.
for some reason, I'm pretty sure his name is Drew.
I think you're right. I really didn't feel like doing much research on this topic because I don't really like the chain smokers, and I also don't really like Selena Gomez either, to be honest. For like really no particular reason. She's just always kind of like rubbed me the wrong way for some reason. I don't know. But I just think it's like weird. Like this pairing is very weird to me for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, we talked about this on the show before, where like I'm like back in my Selena Gomez era because I watch only Murders in the Building, so I feel like I like her because like I used to love her, obviously. Selena Gomez in the Scene
Well,
was a
yeah.
Wizards of Waverly Place, like her character was so funny. And then I don't know, she just kind of fell off for me, just releasing these basic pop hits. I'm like, eh, whatever. And then I don't know. I just like seeing her more and more. I feel like she's in a renaissance right now. Like, she's booking
Yeah.
bigger roles. She's doing a lot. She's making new music.
She's nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah. And then now dating a chain smoker, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. That could do some damage to her profile. Who knows?
Right. It's also just like silly that like 1 week after finding out that him and his buddy used to have threesomes on tour, he's dating like one of the most high profile celebrities in the world.
Oh my God, yeah, they used to just have, like a friendly threesome every now and then. And now he's
Like,
dating Selena Gomez.
right. Not that that like makes a difference, but it's just like the fact that I found this out about them. Like, I'm never thinking about the chain smokers.
Never.
And then it's just like back to back. So, like, I don't know. Just weird.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? Best of luck to both of them. Honestly, well
Yeah, I
wishes.
mean, I guess I don't really have like any feelings about it. I mean, I don't want them to be unhappy. So, yeah, best of luck.
Yeah, I just know Selena Gomez has been wanting to be in a relationship for a while now, and I, you know what, if this guy is the one, then so be it. Then so
Yeah.
be it.
Yeah. You know what? I can't wait till they release a song together. Just imagine the vocals. Chef's kiss.
No.
That was sarcasm in case you guys didn't catch it.
No, I bet you they are gonna release a song. I
Oh my
bet
God.
you. No, I bet it's gonna come out in the summer because, okay, you know what? This is kind of an inside joke between me and Steven, but like the Chainsmokers are summer artists.
They are. They are summer artists. You're not wrong.
Okay, I hope other people understand. Like I said, it's kind of an inside joke, but like I hope people kind of like catch my drift a little because they
Yeah.
are summer artists. Their
Yeah.
songs only hit sometimes during the summer. If I listen to
Yeah.
it in the dead of winter, it's like boo. But you know what?
Yeah.
You turn on a Chainsmokers song when it's like a night in June, and you're like around a bonfire or something, or you're like out at a bar, it kind of hits different.
Yeah, you can just kind of, yeah, I can get down
Yeah.
for like one song. Yeah.
Yeah. Just one. Just one.
Yeah, just can't wait for their VMAs performance. Oh my God, it's gonna be spectacular.
Ooh, yeah, wow. Okay. You know what song is actually really good though? Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Yes, that is a song.
Impeccable. This song is, I mean, it's the vocals, it's the way that she like flipped When I Was Your Man around and kind of like used a sample from that. Oh, you know what my favorite line is we built a home and watched it burn.
Yeah, same.
Oh, because if you guys don't know, that alludes to her and Liam Hemsworth. Obviously they like had a home together and stuff, but a few years ago there were some really terrible wildfires that happened, and they lost their entire house, everything that was in there. The only thing that they got out with was like some important possessions and their animals, and that was it. So that's what it alludes to in more than one way.
Yeah. It's like very straightforward, but also like she's being a little metaphorical with it too.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like so catchy. My mom heard it once and she was literally like singing along with it. Like she loves it. Everyone loves it. So catchy. Did you know that Liam like cheated on her or allegedly cheated on her?
Yeah, so I've been seeing a lot of like conflicting things about that. It was like, oh yeah, she filmed this music video in the house that he cheated on her with 14 girls. But then some other people were like, well, that's not true. But like, I don't know what kind of proof any like either side has.
Yeah, I feel like people are
So
just making that up.
yeah, because I don't know, she didn't like allude to that in the song or anything. And I feel like she definitely would have in some way because the song is very clearly about him and about breaking up
Yeah.
and moving on from him.
And
It's very obvious.
I saw somebody post like, "Oh my God, she's wearing his suit from the Avengers premiere," and somebody quoted it, was like, "She quite literally is not."
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like I saw that stuff too, and then like then she released it on his birthday or something, which that might have been on purpose, but that could also be very much coincidental because her album is coming out in 2 months. So this like would be the time to release a single. I don't know. I don't think it's that deep though, if I'm being
No, no,
honest.
no,
Miley
no.
Cyrus has like never really been like that. I mean, she's been someone who kind of like drops hints and things like that sometimes, but it's
Yeah.
mostly just like in the lyrics and not so much as like a theatrical performance, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. It's just a good song, though.
Yeah, but back to the
Oh
root
my
of this.
God.
It's
It's
just a
just
good
so
song.
good. And I just like the I Can Love Me Better part. It's like so groovy. Like it is, she knows exactly like what it's made for. It's like made for being like in your house by yourself, like drinking a glass of wine, cooking some dinner, just like
Yes.
strutting around the kitchen. Like it's just kind of like the
Yeah.
way in the music video she like struts around the street. Like that's like how I imagine myself exactly dancing to her song. And yeah, just like alone in your house, strutting back and forth. So good.
Yeah, I agree. I love this song, and now I'm even more excited for the album.
I'm glad that like everyone loves the song. Like
I
I don't want
know.
to say I'm so shocked it's doing this well, but like I kind of am.
No, I am, but I think because like Plastic Hearts did not do that well, which kind of a question mark because that album is fantastic. I need people to go back and maybe take another listen with a fresh set of ears because that album is so good for so many reasons. So I think that's like why I'm shocked.
Right. Because like Midnight Sky should have been huge too, I feel like. And it was just like, I mean, it probably got to like top 40, but not
Yeah, no,
that
this
high,
is
you
like
know?
competing for the number one spot on the Billboard charts.
I hope she gets it too.
I don't know because she's up against Anti-Hero and what Kill Bill, I think, by
Yeah.
SZA.
But
Yeah.
she broke like Spotify records.
I know.
So
Everyone breaks a Spotify record though. I
I
can't keep
know.
up.
I know. Because I feel like it's just like more and more people use Spotify every day. So it's like it's easier to break records. But yeah, that is so true. I can't keep up because it's like a new one gets broken like every month.
And but it's like the most like specific niche record to break. It's like the first female with blonde hair who's 5 foot 5 inches tall has just broke the record. It's like, well,
Yeah. Yeah. No, you are so correct. Yeah, that is so true.
yeah, it's just so I don't know. I don't really judge it off of like Spotify records, I guess, unless it's like the first female to have over like a billion streams on their album in the first week. Those I
Yeah.
believe. But yeah, but when it starts getting like too specific, then I just like tune it out. I'm like, all right, I'll believe it when it's like, number one on the Billboard charts.
That's fair. Yeah. It's I don't know. I hope it gets it though.
Same.
She deserves it.
I know, she really does. All right, let's move on to the All That reunion because I guess like there's gonna be a 90s con happening at some point in the near future. And this is interesting because Amanda Bynes is confirmed to be a part of the panel. And I'm shocked because this
Yeah.
woman has not made any public appearance in years.
This is like the first one since her conservatorship has ended.
Yeah, but has she even made an appearance? I just remember like the last time she did any kind of press, it was after she got out of rehab when she like had that meltdown and she was like wearing the weird
Yeah.
wigs and stuff. And it was like I think it was in Vanity Fair and she just like was very candid about the fact that she was like, yeah, like I wasn't doing like hardcore drugs. I just, like went off the deep end and blah blah blah. And she was like very much of sound mind, and then something happened, and then she kind of like disappeared, and then she got engaged, and then she was pregnant, and then she wasn't pregnant, and then she was married, and then she wasn't married, and then not, and she's has that crooked heart on her face. So I don't really know what's going on with Amanda Bynes, but I
Right.
really want to see her. I really hope she shows up to the panel if she doesn't like back out or something.
Right. That is like one of my least favorite thing that people say about celebrities. Like when they are going through a hard time, it's like, oh my God, they're just doing so many drugs. I'm like, how do you know that? Yeah, they're probably doing cocaine, but like that doesn't make you act like that.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? Like that doesn't make you act like that. Like same with Britney Spears. Everyone's like, yeah, she's just on so many drugs. I'm like, okay, well they're having like a mental health crisis. It's like. Like,
Yeah.
how do you know they're on drugs? I don't know. That's my, like, people just jump to that and then just, like, well, I don't know. It's annoying. And
Yeah,
so
I
I
understand it.
liked that interview of hers. And then, like you said, like, a year later, she was wild in again. I don't know what she was doing, just being weird.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we were like not really around when all that was on because we're young and cool and hot. But I don't know. I'm just excited to like see her in a public setting and in a public forum. And I really do think that people will like are like rooting for her.
Right, that's
I
true.
am.
I am too, but also I am very okay with the fact that her last acting credit was an Easy A.
Was it really?
I am so comfortable and okay with that fact.
Oh my God, I actually didn't know that. I just like assumed that she did like a few other things after that. But yeah, you know, that's a good one to go out
Right.
with.
Yeah, but like you said, literally wish her nothing but the best. I cannot believe she's stepping out for this reunion. Like, weird, wild.
Yeah, I mean, but like this is the show that like gave her start. This was like before
Right.
the Amanda show, before
Yeah.
anything else. So I guess without all that, she wouldn't really have, you know, the career that she had or has. I don't know. Maybe we're gonna be in an Amanda Bynes renaissance.
You know what? I would like to see it.
I'd be so there for it.
All right. Somebody cast Amanda Bynes in an Oscar bait movie.
Please. Oh my God.
like a gritty, ridiculous kind of movie like Uncut Gems. Put Amanda Bynes in something like that.
Oh my God, please. Please, I need it. Oh my God. Okay. Let's move on to some breaking news. Literally, as of today, the day that we're recording this, Alec Baldwin is being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter for the incident that happened on the set of Rust. And I am kind of shocked. It's him, and I think the person that was like in charge of the props are both being charged for involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah. It's like hard. I don't know because like I mean I guess that's like exactly what it was. Like he did kill somebody. It
Yeah.
was on accident. So like I guess that literally is involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, I mean, that's a definition.
You know what I mean? Like yes, that is the definition, but at the same time you're thinking like it was literally such an accident.
I know, but it's
Like I
also
could have made
like,
the same mistake like if I was an actor. You know what I mean?
I mean, true, but also like, I still am so confused by the fact like that there were actual bullets and that it was like a real gun,
Right.
you
Like I
know?
just that's what I don't get. I don't it does not make sense to me.
No, me either.
But like I guess that's all I think that's just how they film things. Like they use real guns with prop bullets, I think. So it's like why are we not using like fake guns that are not capable of killing somebody in this like well I guess it was 2022, but
Yeah.
like why aren't we using fake guns?
Well, I mean, like, why? Yeah, like why do they have fake bullets in them to begin with? Like, don't we have like the technology and like the CGI to like make it look like a bullet is coming out of a gun? You know what I
Right,
mean?
that too.
Like, it's 2023. We can do that.
Yeah, yeah, I've never understood the whole situation, and it's insane to me that Alec Baldwin is charged with manslaughter.
Yes, involuntary.
Well, yeah, it's just, yeah, who would have guessed that?
Yeah, that was not on my bingo card, but maybe it should have been. I don't know. Just because it happened so recently and it's been under investigation, since it happened, but I don't know. So I mean, like, it's gonna go to trial and stuff
Yeah.
because he's not gonna plead guilty. At least
Right.
at least I wouldn't think so.
Right. I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah. I wouldn't
Yeah.
think so.
Unreal.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure there will be more details to come about that because, like I said, that was literally breaking news as of today. But let's move on to something a little more lighthearted, something that I am always super excited about. The Met Gala, the co-chairs were announced, and the co-chairs are Dua Lipa, Roger Federer, who's a tennis player, Penelope Cruz, and Michaela Cole, who are both actors, obviously. I'm just like, this is like a very interesting group of people to me.
I agree. Yeah, I don't really know. Dua Lipa, it seems like a very natural choice. They
I'm
always have
glad.
like a young, I feel like they always just have the young personality in there. And like, I feel like that, that's what she's bringing to it. She's always, not always, but she's usually very fashionable. She's up to date on the latest trend. She's always wearing high like designer fashion.
Yes, and I'm glad she's getting recognized for it because I feel like she's never known as someone who's like a style icon, but she should be. Because
I mean,
she
she's pretty much
always,
always showing up.
yes, I know, every time. So I'm glad she's finally getting her flowers in that sense.
Yeah.
The tennis star is kind of confusing to me because when I looked him up, he's just in tuxedos.
Right.
Never, yeah, you know.
I don't know anything about Roger Federer besides like that he's like a very famous tennis player. Like, I literally know nothing about that man.
It's true. Yeah, I had to look him up. Penelope Cruz. Sure. Yeah. Everyone likes a little Penelope
Yeah,
Cruz.
I mean, again, we're young and hot, so we didn't I don't really know much about her fashion choices, but she's hot and I'm sure she's gonna look great.
Yeah. And Michaela Cole. Sure.
That's how I felt. I was like, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I know that she's like very much like a, I don't know, she's just like pushed a lot of boundaries as far as writing her own TV show. I forgot what it's called, but it's on HBO.
Is it like
And
bubblegum or something like that?
yeah, it's something like that. So I mean, maybe she'll push the boundaries when it comes to fashion. Although this year's theme is like pretty tame. It's just a an ode to oh God, what's his name?
Karl Lagerfeld.
Yes, why couldn't I think of that?
Oh.
I was just like the guy from Chanel. Yeah, it's just like a tribute to him. And Chanel is very like, it's like kind of preppy. It sometimes
Yeah.
it's nothing like avant-garde or couture. It's just like, I don't know. It's nothing that nothing wild. Like I don't
Right.
expect to see anything wild, which kind of disappoints me because that's like what the Met Gala is for. But also, like, you know, the guys that just show up in tuxedos are gonna love it.
Right. I feel like it being like Chanel themed, Penelope Cruz is a very good choice because like honestly when I think of her fashion style, I think of like very neat, put together, like tidy kind of
Yeah.
fashion. So like I
Yeah.
think it makes sense.
Maybe that's also why they chose this Roger Federer guy too, because he's just kind of like there.
They gotta add a
I
man. They gotta add a man, I
don't
guess. Well, they
know.
don't have
Yeah.
to, but I think they feel like they do.
Do we? Okay, sure. I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are our 2023 Met Gala co-chairs, and I'm excited to see what they bring to the table. Let's get into our toast and our roast now. You can take it away.
Okay. Honestly, my toast and roast are pretty stupid. Today. So, but that's fine. They
Yeah,
always need to be
whatever.
great.
Yeah.
But my roast goes to Gerard Piqué, aka Shakira's ex, who is a dumbass. So
Sorry.
Shakira is Sherlock Holmes because she returned home after traveling one day and found out that her strawberry jam had been eaten, or there was like some of it was eaten. PK has never eaten jam in his life. He doesn't like it.
Not even a lick.
So from this, she knew he was cheating. I just think it's so
Listen.
funny that this like has become like a news story. It's like all because a man is too dumb to let he let his hoes eat strawberry jam from the fridge.
And this is also why you need to trust a woman's intuition, because women's intuition is rarely wrong. Even like if someone said this to me, if a man said this to me, I'd be like, yeah, fucking right. But if Shakira or any other woman said, I think that my husband, boyfriend, partner, whatever, is cheating on me because some of the strawberry jam is eaten. I just bought that jar before I left to go travel for a few weeks and he doesn't like it. So I think someone was in my house eating strawberry jam. I'd be like, yeah, definitely. We got to do some more investigating. We definitely this is clue number one.
Exactly. And it's so funny. It's just like pure ridiculous drama. And I love it. And then now Shakira is like, I guess she like lives next to like her ex's parents' house. So she put like a witch outside the balcony, and she blared her new song, which is like about PK. She blared it like literally on loop 24 hours.
You
So
know,
petty. Like again, we're
yeah.
bringing it back to like the top 2000s Hollywood tabloid type drama. Like I love it. Keep
Yes.
doing it.
Yeah,
And
please.
men, if you're gonna cheat, don't be so stupid.
I know, dude.
Like
It's like,
not that I'm condoning it, but just stop being a dumbass.
yeah, that's I know what you mean.
All right. And my roast is so stu or my toast is so stupid. It goes to Lana Del Rey because the 11th track off her new album is titled Grandfather, Please Stand on the Shoulders of My Father While He's Deep Sea Fishing. And no, that is not a shit post. That is quite literally the song on her new album. And it's so funny because Lana saw everyone making fun of her song titles and said, you know what? I'm going to lean into it because what does that even mean?
It's like, I just remember like when I first started listening to Panic at the Disco, and like this is what a lot of their older songs were titled. It was like a fucking like paragraph long. And this is just like what it reminds me of. And like the song has like nothing to do with the title.
Oh, it's
So
probably not going to.
no, I just I think she just like I think she has like a word generator app on her phone.
Yeah,
And
probably.
that's how she gets song titles and album titles and whatever else.
I know. I literally love it. Like, it, she's just, she's so out of touch, so it, like I wouldn't put it past her for this to like not be a joke, but I feel like it is with this time around. And literally the title of the album is Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard?
Yeah, I did hear that before.
But she also does, that's like a title of the song too, that this leading single that she released. And she also does say all of those words in the song. So
Okay.
You know it, maybe this new one we will too. Grandfather, please stand on the shoulders of my Oh my God, it's just wow, her mind.
Her mind.
Anyway, that's
Yeah,
all I got.
that's something. Okay, well, my roast goes to Kim Kardashian for buying Princess Diana's cross necklace for almost $200,000. Like, what is she gonna do with it? And like, why was it even being auctioned off in the first place? I feel like it should be put in the museum because I guess it's like an iconic necklace of hers. I don't know. As everyone knows, we don't really like the rose that much. So I don't really know like why this necklace was iconic, like what event she wore it to, or like I don't know.
Again, we're young and hot.
Yeah. But I do really like Princess Diana. If I had to pick a favorite royal, it would be Princess Diana.
Yeah.
I love wearing my Princess Diana looks when it's like 50, 60 degrees out with like the big sweatshirt and my biker shorts. I do love that. Anyways, I don't really understand why Kim Kardashian has it. Like, what is she gonna do with it? Is it just gonna be like a Marilyn Monroe thing? You know, how she like wore the dress to the Met Gala and like, I don't know, like why do you need it? And why did you pay almost 200 grand for it?
Yeah, and she's probably just gonna destroy it.
Yeah, like I don't know, her
Give it to
fucking
her
to
child.
yeah, her toddler is gonna like get a hold of it and then
Yeah,
what?
chew on it or some shit.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like I don't know, just
Yeah.
I think annoyed me more than anything.
Same. It's just like you see just like the gross wealth of like certain people. It's like why you think just $200,000 to drop on that?
I
It's like, why do
know.
you even need it? Like, you're just having it to have it.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like she just wants it to say that she has it. And it's like, why?
Yeah, she's just like, yeah, it's just yeah, it kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah. So whatever, Kim K. I guess it's yours now. Ugh. my toast though goes to Dolly Parton because today is her birthday. So happy birthday, Dolly Parton. She's 77 and she looks fucking fantastic. She's still out there doing her thing. She's making a difference in the world pretty much every day. And you cannot say that for 95% of celebrities that are like on her level. So I just think Dolly Parton should live forever and keep performing forever and that's it. Happy birthday, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, honestly, that really is it. That's like she's like the forever toast. Like you could always say something nice about Dolly. So
Truly.
yeah, happy 77th.
Yeah. Here's to you. Cheers. All right. Well, that's it. You guys know where to find us at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that, a comment. Yeah, tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street.
Have a good
Party.
day. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Party. When this comes out, it's going to be a Saturday, so go out and get
Yeah,
drunk.
live it
All right.
up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.